Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People radio show. Good evening, everyone. We're having some technical difficulties with Scarlett, but we're going to try and get her on. But meanwhile, we got a couple calls on there. But before I greet the two callers in, I just want to talk about something called reality of life and competency and incompetent and stuff like that, you know. First of all, we need to teach our kids, and we need to learn adults too, just common sense, logic, things of that nature. But knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. And we have a situation where a certain individual thinks about talking about things about that doesn't make sense, like a year and 17 months. That's no such thing. It's okay. There are 12 months in a year, first grade education. 12 months in a year. So it's 12 months plus an extra 5 months. That's 17 months. That's like a year and a half almost. But the point is, it's not a year and 17 months. But then again, coming from an individual who thinks that was certified being mentally incompetent, we guess why. That's one of the answers. But the thing is, quality of life and education is very important, and mental health is a big situation. And reality sets in at times, and not fantasize on all the other things. And sometimes people take things and do things without getting the full information out. Communications that we do over the internet, maybe Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or any other true social and other things like that, that's a big thing. And we got Scarlett on, so now we got everybody here.
All right.
Okay. So let me introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good.
Okay. We'll figure. I think I know what's wrong with the other number, so I'll figure it out after
broken?
The show. No, it's
is
not.
It broken?
You got. No, you got. It's something to do with the back end. I know what's wrong. You locked it by accident. I'll unlock it. Let me introduce Lauren. We got Lauren on the line. How you doing, Lauren?
Yes, indeed.
And I believe.
I'm doing good. And how are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. And I also believe we got a gentleman out in Oregon. Am I correct?
Yes.
I don't
Hello,
know.
Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. This
cool.
gentleman here, him and I go back for many years, so I'll just call
14
him Oregon. Yeah.
I was in Seattle, now in Oregon.
Yeah, and tell our listeners your first name.
Mark.
Okay, Mark. That's Mr. Eberle. He saw Patch News at one time, and we did interviews going back. There you go. So now you got our round table, so to speak, which is good. Now, Lauren, I was talking about reality and life and education.
Yeah.
That's something that we need to improve because without education, you're going to have a problem with knowing things, or figuring things out, showing the reality of different type of things. The state of mental
mm-hmm.
mind. If you don't know what you're talking about, and you declare mentally competent, how in the world are you going to be able to have anybody possibly listen to you if you're already removed competent from court? That's a problem. Same thing with people with all kinds of type of mental situations. The personal attacks by individuals doesn't make anything positive. It's a negative.
Oh.
And negatives lead to negatives, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And I would avoid negativity as much as possible. You can't completely avoid it, but I would not dwell upon it. Once you start dwelling upon it and indulging it, it could make your reality more negative without you even realizing it. Slowly but surely, it would seem to make sense.
One of the biggest problems we have in society today is education, and people that are not educated tend to create situations that create problems over the years, criminal activity, drugs, all kinds of different things. And when you put the spotlight on that problems, they get insulted and try and put the spotlight on someone else.
Right.
But the problem to deflect, it's called deflection. Politicians are famous for that. Criminals are famous for that.
Oh, my God, yes. You can't even trust politicians. I mean, the best you can do is say, well, they're probably lying. I mean, as soon as they open their mouth, most politicians just can't tell the truth anymore. They might have had trouble before, but now it's like universal.
You know, and the thing is, people complain about certain things they were focused on since 2015 to today. They're focusing on Trump, all these type
mm-hmm.
of things, and they end up, and the person that's, the people that actually focusing on Trump, accusing him of everything, are the ones that are actually doing it. That's the deflection. And
diversion.
It's coming out more and more. And,
yep.
You know, and common sense educated people realize that these certain things that just don't make sense. And that's the key. When we go out and we start looking into different courses for different things, it's common sense dictates that it's not true. It's lies. And you can see that. Look what they did. They raided Mar-a-Lago for documents that that's been declassified by the president himself. By the way, the left is trying to make it that vice presidents can't declassify top secret documents, but they can't. The president has the power.
I always look at it this way, which is very important. You have to use your intellect, yours, everybody, and they must use their intuition, and they figure it out. They don't just rely upon somebody who glibly says, "This is the truth. I am the master. You must believe me." I mean, I don't think they use the word master anymore, but they used to. They used to say, "The master says this. The master says that." I think, what the heck are these people talking about? I'm talking about when I used to go across the country looking for, some kind of religious revival, and these people would, basically they kicked me out of their meetings because they would say crazy things, and I'd laugh at them. Mm-hmm. I know I shouldn't do that, but they would say, "Laughing is not allowed. It is unspiritual." And I start laughing, and then they ask me to leave. So I learned not to say anything. But, you really have to use your intellect. You really have to use your intuition. And there are things that can block that, too.
Different ministries have different things and different ways of doing things. But the higher power, you talk about higher power, everybody looks up to higher power. But that's spiritual within yourself. But it doesn't dictate to you to power others over that. You're not, it doesn't make you the spokesperson over other people and control other people and prevent other people from getting messages that may be beneficial for them because they don't want you to get that person to get educated and see to pull the curtain of the person that's actually trying to prevent the information from getting out and looking like the Wizard of Oz. All you see is a little midget. It's an impression that's set up because they're so low-minded or so they want to control people. They want to dictate people. But in reality, they're losing because eventually the people get so fed up and they start looking for the truth. That's one of the things we do on Australia, so we try to focus on
I think that's what's happening now. People used to, and I used to some degree, rely upon politicians. They have to be so smart. They went to Harvard and all this. So they must be smart. But they've gotten to the point where, they're so dishonest, and they've started feeling that, people are so evil that they can do certain things and say certain things and lie and be proud of it. And it's it's terrible. That's Democrats. That's Republicans. It's third parties, too. And boy, they're worse than anybody. I won't say which party. They're pretty bad.
Depends on, we have a lot of friends with different parties and things like that, Libertarian Party, the Republican Liberty Party. There's a bunch out there, conservatives, independents, MPAs, out there. People moving away from the two parties because they are so skeptical of either one because both parties, because the Rhinos and the Republican side are looking, they're like merging into one, like the New World Order, the Swamp. What's going on in Davos is a good example of what's happening there. And when you get people like Luna that went over there and said that the 13 million illegals should be treated better and that should not be deported.
I'll go one better than you, Joe. There's a person, I don't use names, but there's a person, I believe she's from Texas, and she came out with, we should recriminalize speech, especially if you are white. Now, that's crazy. And I just joked about it.
Okay. For our listeners, it was a representative. I know Lauren don't want names, but it's the representative Jackson Lee that came out and filed a proposal before Congress to sponsor legislation to make basically white people illegal. If you say anything against blacks or any type of people of color, it could be classified as a felony. And that eliminated the First Amendment. And that, she herself has been known as a racist anyway. And that's a big thing. That's a big racist statement.
No, I said as a joke, I said a few things, but in one tweet I just said, you know what, I went to Germany to the Berlin rubble, I was joking, of course, 1945, and I said, I got some brown shirts I could sell to you, you know, and of course I didn't get any rise from that, but that, you know, I thought that this is so crazy, and then I pointed out, I said, well, maybe this is a joke. Maybe she's going to come out and say, we should love everybody. This is all big misunderstanding. I was just joking about everything. Of course, she didn't do that. But, you know, you can't turn the whole United States into a racist nation. It has been done before, in Germany in the 30s and the early 40s. But they found out that didn't work out too well. This won't. I can't see anything but happening. As I said in the third tweet, I said, this is just a spelling of doom. I mean, if she ever got anywhere. I don't know if this person is getting anywhere with this, but I would hope not.
Yeah, it's really, you know, she's going for that, but what she says, like what Maxine Waters was going to do, or AOC, they're the ones that did the same thing, Ilhan Omar, all of the same idea.
And I criticize them all. I criticize them all, and I talk to them. They won't get back to me. In fact,
no, they won't. You're lucky
blocking.
To get blocked.
Oh, I think they blocked me, and then Twitter unblocked them. Says you're public. I'm guessing now that being an elected official, you can't block anybody for very long. But I got blocked. I just whatever I did, you know. Or at one
time,
I got blocked. Go ahead.
You know, she has a lot of issues and stuff like that, but yeah. But the other big thing, or one of the big stories, by the way, talking about Twitter, Trump is officially back in and he's starting to tweet.
Yes, I have seen
that.
I don't know if he has too many people tweeting at him, so I don't get involved with anybody who has too many tweets. You know, there's a lot of people who I won't tweet at. And Democrat and Republican, they just have nothing to say. The only person, there's a person there, and I won't name him. Well, he used to play Sewell. He's a smart guy. He's a Japanese guy, and I like, he's gotten back to me a few times. Well, one time anyway. Usually they don't get back to me too much.
I have a few people on the left that actually get back to me a lot back and forth. What's unique, this guy, he's a friend, him and I on the opposite political spectrum, but him and I always talk about sports and things like that, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
So that actually works out pretty. So that's where you could actually be on different sides of different ideas and not go after each other's hate.
There's wrong with that, going after each other. I believe, like the other day it was Martin Luther King Day, and I think it was a good thing because he had it right. I believe, he says pour in love to drive out hatred. And I think if you don't do that, you're always going to see somebody is evil. And I think some of these politicians do that. They think
it's important, that's very important to communicate, and it's a big thing. But, there are people out there that just hate you so much because whatever reason, and they just try and conquer and destroy. It's to the point where it's nobody looks at them anymore. Because they know that, it's just, you don't want to be around, You don't want to be around with people that commit fraud. You don't want to be around that lies and cheats. You don't want to be around with people that have so toxicity that hurt, they not only hurt themselves but hurt others around them. Those people, you don't
There's
want them.
They,
in fact,
like
you don't even want them on the street. You put them in an institution. Right now, I was talking to her, the sleepwalker, the last few days.
Yeah, the cat guy.
He brought down the football. He just realigned the Baltimore Guardian Angels to help them out. They're working heavily in New York City, of course. That's where they started. And Mayor Adams had it back in November, go out there and get rid of all the people and homeless that were trying to work out of the way because the winter months were coming and they want to get them off the streets and everything. So they said the homeless people, they should put in shelters, and people with mental health issues should be in institutions taken care of because they're a danger to themselves and others. And he promised that, and he never did it. And Curtis Lewa did a montage of all the people on subways and stuff like that, and it's getting worse. But he's going down to, but Adams, instead of taking care of his own, what's happening in New York City, he went down to the border to try and get an extra $1 billion to help out the illegals that are being shipped into New York, but forgetting about the people that are already there.
Yeah, they're overloaded. And he's doing a lot of good work with cats. I mean, I have a special affinity to cats, but he takes senior cats in, cats who are older, and I think that's a very laudable kind of thing that he does that.
And anyway, so I'll tell you what's unique is that people – And they don't keep the promise. Again, go back to politicians and political. They don't keep the promise. They would go follow. It was a good idea to get these people off the street, especially when temperatures in the New York area was like 20, near zero, and with the wind chills and everything else, and snow and rain, whatever it may be. This is not the time to have homeless people sleeping. Down here in Broward County, we had temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s this past weekend.
It's cold for you.
It's very cold for our people with the wind chill factor. We actually have frost on the windows. The thing is, the homeless down here need to be put in shelters, but there are certain people that refuse to go. And those people are taking their lives at risk. So what we do is we're going to, and Tony, I'm not so sure he's that good. First, I don't know if he did that. But when I take over, we will be doing this. When it's a danger to the person, to the people, and the homeless people, we'll get them in shelters. If they don't go, we'll take them anyway. And if they have mental health issues, we'll institutionalize them and take care of them that way so they can get better if we can, so we can save their lives. Because if you're out there, you hypothermia, there's a lot of different things that could go on in the cold. And it's very dangerous to an individual. And we have to protect life. And that's a move that we need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's laudable, trying to do something. I mean, I always look up to with people who are trying to do something to help other people. People like politicians who just do things, lie, and they say, well, I can get money for myself and screw everybody else. I'll smooth it over and I'll just lie to them. I mean, there's so many people who do that. It's just unbelievable. I mean, and that's why at this point in this stage, people really need to learn to think for themselves, because otherwise, especially with the Internet contains a lot of lies. You have to learn how to figure out which is true and which is false. And it's not that hard.
You got to understand, you got to I also understand whether you try and push a policy or promote a possible policy and to get the word out there without crossing certain lines, you do things such as reminding people about the increase of crime or increase of drug addiction or any kind of other situation that may be border security, corruption,
yeah.
All that stuff you put out there as a reminder. It's not considered begging. It's not considered anything like that. It's considered what it is. It's getting the information. That's called marketing. It's called promoting. It's getting people up there and start lighting a fire under situations to get things done, because awareness, it goes back to the reality of life. It goes back to education. It goes back to trying to do what's best for everyone. And that's what that is. And so when we communicate with different things, like by communicating with the governor on things publicly as opposed to what I do privately, is to get to stir the pot. It's to get the public awareness up there, higher up there. So when we do certain things in the near future, everybody knows where we're heading, what the ideas are, and things like that. That's how it works, because you want to be part of the community. You want the community to understand what's going to happen in the future, and everybody works together as that team. It's really interesting how we can unite the community behind the cause by doing what we're doing. And that's what that is.
Yep.
But you don't. Some people take it the wrong way or deliberately do that because of their own personal hate towards the person who's trying to get the help. So that's really unique.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good idea to help people. I always think it is. I mean, in a sense, we're all our brother's keeper. It's just like so. It's become to more of a greed kind of thing in this world than in the past world. I mean, people are unbelievably just trying to get anything they can. Now, there was a time when I taught a lot of subjects, you know, in college and high school, and one of the subjects I taught was history. And I usually don't like to spend a lot of time on anything too negative. It's just not good an idea in general, you know, to think about, because you bring negativity into your life, into your world, your reality. But there was one time, there's a guy, he said, when we were talking about slavery, and I was going to only spend a few minutes on it, he said, hey, that sounds like fun. I can make a lot of money that way. And I thought, well, you're kidding, of course. And he was not kidding. And I thought, well, God, I thought that was figured out back in the 1800s that slavery is not a good thing.
But the thing is, slavery does exist in a lot of different ways. Even today, it's called indoctrination recruitment. It's called being a cult. It's a person that uses other people's special needs or low self-esteem to control them, especially people, women. There are people out there like that. They're very narcissistically dangerous in their own way. And they know how to use certain methods to control other people's lives. And that's just not a form of slavery.
Yes.
And he is a slave master at time, whether it be his guy's wife or some other woman or other people out there. That's what slave master does. It controls other people.
Can I say something, Joe? Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Slavery is what's going on right now at the border. Think about this. These drug cartels are using children, as
mules.
Well, it's throwing them in with fentanyl, using them as fentanyl. You know, using their bodies and organs for fentanyl.
Very dangerous drug.
Yeah, it's dangerous, but they're using these children to smuggle this product into our country. This is slavery, guys. If that's not slavery, I don't know what is.
Well,
they
you
are.
Know, some
it
of the
is
reports
slavery,
in the news have said it said migrants are used as actual slaves, and they have guns controlling them, and they have shot some of them, and they're supposed to control and grow.
Yeah,
using
them in boxes
their
of organs. I mean, God, really? I mean,
yeah.
They're using these children's
yeah,
bodies
they, you know, and,
as human
and, you
organs.
Know,
are you kidding me?
If you follow the money trail, the cartels are connected to certain parts of the American government. But know who's hand-in-hand with the cartels? Joe Biden and the Democrats. And we can prove
yeah.
it. And that's some of the stuff. Same thing with what's going on with the war in Ukraine. That war is about, it's not only battling for that, it's battling it's hide the facts of all the information that's going on with Biden and Burisma and all that stuff back when he was VP. The documents, there's the top secret documents that they keep finding, and they found more over the weekend, and even the special prosecutor has found some. All this stuff, it's all connected. They're all connected to Hunter Biden. By the way, who the hell charges their side $49,000 a month for rent?
Yeah, it's kind of rare, you know. I guess. But it is true.
You'd be surprised.
It is true that the Democrats might be pushing marijuana and allowing slavery to happen. But it goes back and forth. First they allow it, then they don't, then they do. You know, I always feel that the best thing is when what you do comes forth outward to manifest into whatever reality you live in. And we can't just say, well, we're going to play the blame game with the Democrats. We're blaming it with the Republicans. We'll change it back and forth because everybody ends up blaming everybody. I mean, one time I was able to get to this guy who was against, he was on the fence. He said, I'm on the fence. I don't know about marijuana. And I talked to him, and I actually took over. He allowed me to take over a meeting of his at his office, a staff meeting for 35 minutes. And afterwards, he was absolutely convinced marijuana is not a good thing for kids. And that's what I emphasize. Is it good for kids? Is it safe for everyone? Is it safe for kids? No, it's not. And you think they're not smoking it and picking up cigarettes, no, they're smoking it, and then they're also getting second and third hand cigarettes and marijuana smoke too.
I want to say we got a couple of shows that we did about warning people especially moms that do pot and marijuana and other drugs, and not just alcohol. But the drugs that you take in, especially ones that you smoke, or anything that has any kind of smell, and if you have a little kid, whether it's 2 months
yes.
old or 2-year-old or 8-year-old or whatever that's next to you, that kid is taking in the same stuff that you're smoking because it's right there, secondhand smoke, and it's dangerous. And if they have fentanyl in it, and by accident, you didn't know they have fentanyl in. And if you end up with that kid that you're with also will be dying from fentanyl overdose. That's the dangers you take. That's why we keep saying change the environment. Get rid of all the bad people around you because you're not alone anymore. You got a child to take care of. And if that child, so you're putting a danger to yourself, but not only a danger to yourself, but you're putting a danger to your child. And you don't want that to happen.
Give
them
the e-cigarettes.
And here's the thing.
You don't need e-cigarettes either.
Even the
e-cigarettes
is not good.
All of these things are dangerous. And people say to me, well, the real danger is coming from bootleg cigarettes or bootleg vape or bootleg marijuana. And I say, well, then you take the risk. Why are you making children take the risk too? Why are you making other people take the risk? You know, if it's bad, they're going to find out. Are children canaries in a cage, you know, in a coal mine? That shouldn't be. There's something very wrong with that kind of thinking.
That's important, but you know what? We also got to understand what's going on. There's a lot of people dying at a very young age from a lot of different things. And something's not right there. And it was the booster, was the jab, was there anything else in that nature?
I don't know. I know that this one guy I've talked about on Twitter a lot, I won't say his name, but he always used to call him, come over to me, and he was a football player, and he said, I'm going to shock you. I can't believe how much weed I've taken. And I said, it's going to be the death of you. Marijuana will be the death of you. He would laugh at me until he died.
Yeah.
He died as a young man. And he was a tough football
player.
Yeah, he's dead flat on the floor. And
so, there's a lot of different people to think, but, you know, but then again, we haven't gotten the results yet for what happened with Jay Briscoe, but he died. Him and his daughter died in a car crash. Yesterday I think it was, or the day before. Jay Briscoe, 38-year-old wrestler, was a part of the tag team champions in Ring of Honor. Briscoe is a famous wrestling name, like Jerry Briscoe. So we don't know to the extent yet on that if it's alcohol related or just a regular crash. So that's the latest one. But you do know that Elvis Presley's daughter, she was drug overdose.
Yeah,
right.
But she was also addicted too. And I mean,
yeah,
I could see in her
addicted.
Face. She did not look right to me for a long time.
No, when she was the day before,
right.
Let
me say something about Marie Presley here. She dated Michael Jackson 20 years ago. Remember that? She dated Michael Jackson, and she
I got
think
on. She was married to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I think you're right. I think she was married to him, but it doesn't matter. She was married to a relationship. It doesn't matter. She was involved with these people. She was involved with all kinds of different kinds of supplements, and she actually got the jab too as well. So, the people who are dying of fentanyl the people who got the vaccine 2 years ago are now. They're passing away left and right now. I noticed that.
Well,
we don't know
if it's that or something else. I'm not a big fan of this thing, but I don't talk about it one way or another. But I can tell you that marijuana, these people who use marijuana, which contains poisons like cyanide, they should know better.
With the jab, exactly. If you got marijuana already in your dosing, and then you take the jab, I mean, what that body is just going to give out. I mean, it's just a matter of time, not when. It's like you talked about with the guy using marijuana, the football player.
Yeah.
What happened to him? You just increase your life. You just decrease your life a lot faster with the jab and using marijuana. That's what happened, folks.
I don't know, but I do know he would brag to me, you can't believe how much marijuana I'm smoking. And it's like, it's going to be the death of you.
Right.
And the last time that anybody saw him alive, I was the first person to meet him. I met him way back, long ago. And then I was the last person to see him, and I think, anyway. And I said, I got to talk to him. And I said, I think you got to take it easy. It seems to me you're pushing it too hard. And we were talking, and he says, well, we'll talk again. And he just walked away, and nobody ever saw him again. Well, I didn't see him anyway. They reported that he was dead. And I'm thinking, oh my God! I can tell somebody's going to die. I couldn't tell, but then again, the sun was very bright, and that kind of makes things hard for me to tell. But a lot of people have died. I don't know if it's that for that reason. I don't want to say because I just don't know. I don't even know if it was from marijuana. All the symptoms, you know, stroke, heart disease, as a young man. And it just doesn't seem right. But that's exactly what happened to him. Go ahead.
I want to get on a different subject because time is flying, and tomorrow is Thursday, and tomorrow is supposed to be the deadline if they're going to raise the debt ceiling because we're about to so-called default But the actual default is not whether monies are due or not till June. But the deadline to raise the debt ceiling is supposed to be tomorrow. The Democrats did a proposal to increase spending once again. Kevin McCarthy and the Republican says, no way in hell we're going to continue spending right now. If you want us to raise the debt ceiling, you're going to have a proposal of lowering costs on certain areas, dollar for dollar, over that. Similar to that they were going to try to do a couple of years back. And that's where it's at. What do you guys think?
I think that we're playing with fire, and I'm concerned about them playing with fire, but I guess they're going to have to get out of their system and play with fire and come close to bricks in this ship. And I hope not, but we have done this before, and it might happen again. Go ahead. I'm done.
Mark?
Jim McCarthy, Jim Jordan said the best, by the way. We are not going to allow on any more spending whatsoever. It's not going to happen. If they do that, we will go after these people. We'll expose them. We'll kick them out of office, and their politician career is over with. It's done. They're finished. So we are not going to allow this to happen. That's exactly what Jim Jordan said today on Fox News. I watched that. But what really ticked me off today was the Secretary of Press trying to hide the fact that these documents that the FBI found in Biden's house, they're trying to cover it up still. They're trying to do the collateral damage. You can't do that. I mean, it's like, okay, you got, what's the point of burning down a forest and you're still trying to put out the fires for it, even the forest burned down? That makes no sense, does it? Does that make any sense?
No, it does not.
That's exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, she walked out. Newsmax asked a question about that today. She walked out.
Well, I know.
How many times can you say the same thing over again? Remember when I started the show, education and people started to smarten up. That's another way.
That press secretary is a real winner, isn't she?
She's a mop head. I call her a mop head. That's what I call her. No, mop head. She's a mop head.
Great cartoon character. She can't even come up with a great way to deflect.
I'm not a supporter for the Democrats or anything, but their first press secretary, she was good. She knew how to, what they call, circle back.
Circle back, that's what I call it. Circle back.
Right, but she actually was pretty good at doing it because she used to do it before. This one doesn't know how, she can't handle it.
About being a press secretary. It's about indoctrination to be a lesbian or a trans.
Right.
That's what she was, because everything goes back to that.
That's what she is, and that's what she stands in front of or behind or whatever.
This is what happens when you hire people not for qualifications, what's best for the office or best for the job, but going through people's race or people's agenda, and they go into that instead of doing what's best for the best qualified individual. You know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
They're a problem. They need to be gone. They need to be third.
I don't think there's any
warrant and arrested. They are treason.
I don't think there's any method or to disbar, if I can call it that, any kind of senator, especially senator, but somebody from the House of Representatives. I think they're elected by their district, and unless they do something.
they could recall it, but there's also they could actually kick a congressman or senator out. They could censure him. They could ethics violations and force them out. That's what they're trying to do to this guy in New York. But he's just continued to work it, and they're not going to do it because if you're going to kick somebody out because of
they put him on
the committee, but what they did was they tried to get him out because he lied.
So did Pocahontas.
That's it. You can't, if you're going to get somebody. I put that out. You know, if we kick somebody for lying on an application, you can also kick everybody out. Because
that's
I guarantee you, every single politician lies somewhere.
They all do.
Yeah, and some of them, I really think that they're harmful to the government or to the people. Like they call them the squad, and I think they blocked me sometimes. They tried to.
Well, everybody on the squad doesn't have
a committee
anymore.
On things.
They all lost their community seats. Every one of the squad lost their community seats.
Oh, really?
Seats.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they're not on any committee.
They're just slow to get the job done because there's so much mess. And they're prioritizing what's what. Let me tell you something. Christopher Wray is a corrupt, treasonous piece of shit. He ain't going to do nothing to Biden. Nothing.
No.
It's all a hoax.
I gotta ask Gail this question. I need to ask Jill's wife this question. What do you think about Mayorkas? What about the Homeland Security Director? What do you think of that guy?
They're all psychotic in the head.
The problem is they're going to impeach him, and they already started the process.
They
also started the process with Biden.
Buttigieg, how the hell do you lose a flying? What the hell? Where did it go?
You hear about John Kerry? He mentioned extraterrestrial today. We're going to go extraterrestrial with green energy. Remember that?
John Kerry called it Devos. Devos. But I don't like Devos. Devos is the problem. If you go to the committee that they have over there, that meeting that all these politicians went to. That's a problem. That's a swamp.
It's all a problem. And Kevin McCarthy is on a very short leash. Okay?
Yeah.
All you have to do is pull him once and fuck him. He gone.
Hey.
Okay?
Well, the way I deal with it, I don't know if this is
good
or not.
The yes man.
When I talk to the squad, and they don't talk back to me, they just ignore me. But whatever they say, I say, let me see some facts, let me see some evidence, and I just keep at it. And then I put in my thing there. Like, for example, there's this, her name is Rashida, I don't want to say names, but there is a squad member there, and she's in favor of this thing called BDS. And I say, well, and tell me what that is, which I know what it is, but you tell everybody here on Twitter, and give us some evidence. Tell me what your plan is. And she will not do that. And then she keeps ignoring me. And I say, well, I guess you want to fight. So why don't you go over to Ukraine and sign up if you're that much into fighting? And then she ignores that too. But you know, I don't think
you should tell her Syria. You should tell her Syria. Go to Syria or Iran. You should tell her that. You should or even
I have,
China.
I said, what do you say about Iran? And I asked her, I said, I asked her and some other squad members, what do you think about Iran selling buzz bombs to Russia and bombarding Ukrainian kids? And, of course, she doesn't answer that. And that happens all the time. So what I do is I try to explain, educate people if I can. This is what she stands for, and this is what she does. And I think this is a very bad thing for a public official to do. Now, does it work? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, the next cycle around, we'll try and find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, coming up in about 3 weeks is the elections for RNC chair. Who do these guys want?
Alisa Phonics. Or Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, there you go.
No, yeah, but they're not running. RNC chair, you got you got the current chair, Ronnie McDonald. You got the lady from in California, and you got Mike Lindell. So those are the three.
Oh, okay. So you got Kim Young. Kim Young is a rhino. You don't want that. You don't want Kim Young from California. You do not want her.
No,
I like Asian people, but she's been flip flopping like she's been flip flopping like crazy.
About,
she really has.
Okay, how about Mike Lindell?
Mike Lindell actually he was in. Remember he was in for the impeachment of the and blaming Trump for January 6th. Remember that? So anybody who goes against Donald Trump at this point, I say no. So. There's basically nobody I can trust right now with that. So too many rhinos in the swamp. We're still trying to get everybody. We got eliminated the swamp a little bit, but it was a red wave, but it was a ripple is what we had here on November. So it was a ripple. We didn't really have a red wave. We had a ripple is what we had. But it was enough to do. It was enough to get Nancy Pelosi stepped down from the speaker seat. Thank God we did that. So that was good. But go ahead.
Do you think that Nancy Pelosi is going to get indicted for J6 because Jim Jordan already announced, McCarthy also announced that they're releasing all the videos and stuff and going to make sure that Pelosi speaks in front of them on the committees. They already served her. She's going to have to testify and explain her actions because they got everything.
Also Facebook. They're going to go testify again in front of the Congress Oversight Committee. Yeah, so it's a fake news media. By the way, the fake news media is going to have they're going to have a hearing on the 19th and the 17th of March of this coming year. By the way, keep an eye on that one because I already know about that already. I talked with several people from Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Jason Hawley. Senator Mike Lee, Congresswoman Alisa Phonics, Congressman Jim Jordan, as well as Congressman Matt Gaetz. I got a lot of politicians in my pocket. I do have that. I do have.
Matt Gaetz is great. By the way, for those that don't realize it, but Marjorie Taylor Greene did not turn on Trump. Trump was what
she
was on. No, Marjorie Taylor Greene got what she wanted, and that the left is very pissed off at her because she's part of the Homeland Security. She's part of the Homeland Security Committee.
Right.
And
we're going to go after Homeland Security Director. That's for sure. He's going to be impeached. And give a few more weeks, and we'll have a hearing about that. So
I think next week. But the thing is that they already got the committees lined up, and that's a big thing. And every one of those proposals that Kevin McCarthy agreed to, he actually implemented.
Right.
And that's a good thing. And he's working tooth and nail. And by him telling the Democrats he's not going to raise the debt ceiling, that was a big one. And that's a big guy. Because, by the way, do you guys believe in the balanced budget amendment?
Yes.
I remember it, but they kind of dispensed with that after both parties, I think, back during the Reagan era. I can't be sure, but it's something like that.
Yeah, they were going to do it, and in fact, there was who came the closest to getting one. It was Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton.
Right, Contract America. I remember that.
Right, and they forced Clinton to move to the middle, and they actually balanced the budget. There was actually a surplus at one time. A real surplus. And then the next one that came close to that was Trump.
Right.
But the debt is $31 trillion. That's got to stop.
It is ridiculous.
And back in the day,
Have you seen the stock market lately, guys? The stock market, it dropped 800 points a day. It took a big hit, but it's still at 33,000, but the interest rates are really just going to kill us right now.
Well, it's on Twitter, all we have to do is just use the pen and cancel the debt. I don't think China will go along with it. I think they'll be a little upset if we say, you know what, we're going to cancel the debt of $31 trillion.
We're not talking about that.
The United States is deadbeats.
Anyway, we're coming down to the end of the show. We only have a couple of minutes left, and so I'm just letting you know. Let's start. Lauren, you have any last words?
Yes. Okay. In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day, I think he has the right idea. You have to pour love into a situation and to drive out hatred. It's better to love yourself and love your neighbor, but if you don't love yourself, you're not going to love your neighbor. That's my end statement.
You judge people by the contact of character, not by the color of the skin.
Yes, not this racial Nazi stuff. I hate to use the word
Which is totally different than what the left is doing.
Yeah,
and
that's shameful.
Yeah, we need to stop cancel culture. We need to get back to finding our true selves with love for Jesus Christ and love for this nation, for freedom. That's what Martin Luther King talked about. Love for freedom, for all men and women are created equal under God, one nation under God, where it can be united, not divided. And what the left doing is, they're dividing us with a stupid, jerkball, idiotic cancel culture with their the Green New Deal on this they want everybody to have electrical cars. It's not going to happen. They want to mandate electrical vehicles. It will not happen, folks. It's against the Constitution.
Okay, thank you, Mark. We're down to anything, Ms. Scarlett, anything?
No.
Everybody
have a great week. I'll be back on Sunday.
Thank you, Scarlett. I wish you the same, too.
Okay,
thank you,
everybody, coming out, Mark.
Bye.
Thank you, Scarlett, Mark, Lauren, and all those in the chat room, B. Wise Pence and Joseph Gibson and others that came in the chat room. Thank you again. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 o'clock on Block
see
Talk Radio.
Saying.
The truth is
thank
out there. Voice of the people. Bye-bye
cool.
now.
Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
bye.
Having me on, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for your time, and have a great day.